I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in Macomb, the Starry Night Repertory Theater presents Mr. Dickens Reads a Christmas Carol. All of the characters of this unforgettable Christmas story come to life in a tour de force performance. Actor Dan Woods provides 22 character voices throughout the production. Did I say 22 parts? Well, maybe I actually meant 23, because Mr. Woods plays the part of Mr. Charles Dickens himself, reading the play as the author would have. The production is tonight and tomorrow night, and next weekend, Friday and Saturday nights. All performances are at 7:30 p.m. at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the east side of the downtown square in Macomb. We asked actor Dan Woods and director Jeannie Woods for a bit of a free sample.
Molly was dead, to begin with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clerk, the clergyman, the undertaker, the chief mourner, Scrooge, signed it. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. Scrooge knew he was dead. Of course he did. How could it be otherwise? Scrooge and he were partners, well, I don't know, how many years? Scrooge was his sole executor, sole administrator, sole friend, and sole mourner. And yet, Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it stood, years afterwards, above the warehouse door, Scrooge and Marley. Sometimes people who were new to the business called Scrooge Scrooge and sometimes Marley, but it was all the same to him. He answered to both names.
Dan has an interesting history with Christmas Carol because you first played Scrooge when you were 24 maybe?
Yeah, 1970s.
We worked with a theater in Denver, Colorado, the Third Eye Theater. And for two or three years running, he was the Scrooge in that production.
This was a musical production that they did.
And he played that Scrooge with a lot of age makeup. So now he doesn't have to have the age makeup. And I think also some Starry Night audience members will remember that Dan played two characters in the play, the solo performance of Vincent, in which he played Vincent and Vincent van Gogh's brother. So this is his first opportunity since then to be able to do a solo performance, which we like to do at least one solo performance each year in each season.
And this one is absolutely seasonally appropriate. So thank you again, Dan Woods.
You're quite welcome.
Will be Mr. Charles Dickens and Jeannie Woods directing the production. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken.
Mr. Dickens Reads a Christmas Carol, tonight and tomorrow nights, and next Friday and Saturday nights as well. All performances at 7:30 p.m. at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the square in Macomb. Tickets are $10 and $20, available at 309-255-8570 or at www.starrynightrep.org. Tonight, the Western Illinois University Symphony Orchestra takes the stage of the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus, along with special guest violinist Andrea Kim. Kim is currently the assistant concertmaster of the Frankfurt Radio Orchestra. She'll be performing the Violin Concerto No. 4 in D Major of Mozart's. Also on the program, Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, and two great symphonies of Franz Schubert, The Unfinished and the Symphony No. 9 in C Major, The Great C Major Symphony. WIU Symphony Orchestra tonight at 7:30 in the Colfax Recital Hall. It is free and open to the public. Tonight at 8 o'clock in Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, it's the biggest selling Christmas music artist in history. It's the music ensemble Mannheim Steamroller, and they'll be presenting one live performance only at the Memorial Auditorium tonight at 8 o'clock. The Christmas tour of Mannheim Steamroller, now in its 27th year, is still met by sold-out audiences and was one of the top 20 concert tours in the nation last year. The show features the favorite Christmas music of Mannheim Steamroller, along with state-of-the-art multimedia effects in an intimate setting. The Christmas music combines the group's signature mix of Renaissance instruments with rock and roll. Mannheim Steamroller, tonight at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. Tonight and tomorrow night in the historic village of Bishop Hill, it's the Festival of Lights known as Lucia Nights, a celebration of the eve of St. Lucy's Day. Lucias, young ladies dressed as St. Lucy, will serve coffee and sweets in the museums and shops. They'll travel about wearing a crown of lit candles. There will also be special music at various village locations. Lucia Nights, tonight and tomorrow night from 6 until 9 at historic Bishop Hill. Tomorrow morning and next Saturday morning, the West Central Illinois Arts Center presents an art market. It's a showcase of local talent and a source of unique arts and crafts from the region. Also, a wonderful opportunity to find unique gifts for the holiday season. That's at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the east side of the square in downtown Macomb. The art market will be from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon each of the 2 days, tomorrow and a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus, the Western Illinois University Community Music School combined piano and youth orchestra performance will take place. It is free and open to the public. In downtown Galesburg at the historic and beautiful Orpheum Theater, the Cornerstone Academy of Performing Arts presents The Nutcracker, the ballet that tells the story of a little girl at her annual Christmas Eve party. She's given a doll. The doll is made of a nutcracker. And after Clara falls asleep, the nutcracker comes to life and takes her through a series of adventures. It's The Nutcracker at the Orpheum Theater, presented by the Cornerstone Academy of Performing Arts. Performances are at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets range from $15 to $25. Student tickets are $10. In Quincy tomorrow afternoon, the Quincy Symphony Orchestra is joined by the Quincy Symphony Orchestra Chorus and Youth Chorus for a Festive Sounds family concert for the holidays. Works on the program includes a holiday overture, The Little Bolero Boy, Bassoon It Will Be Christmas, The Festive Sounds of Hanukkah, This Little Babe from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and Robert Shaw and Robert Russell Bennett's The Many Moods of Christmas. Quincy Symphony Orchestra performing at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Morrison Theater at Quincy Junior High School at 100 South 14th Street in Quincy. Tickets are $12 for seniors, $15 for adults, and youth 18 and under, as always, are admitted free. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra marches towards the holidays. Tomorrow night at 7:30, the Western Illinois University Steel Band, led by Rick Kurhaus, will present a winter concert. It's free and open to the public in the Kofak Recital Hall. Tunes range from Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, to Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, to a tune named Bob. The WIU Steel Band, tomorrow night at 7:30.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight.
Tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium, the Burlington Civic Music presents the International Rat Pack, a tribute to Frank, Sammy, and Dee. Not just a homage, but a recreation of the look, sound, onstage antics, costuming, and vocals of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin. That's at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium tomorrow night at 7:30, presented by the Burlington Civic Music Series. The Western Illinois University Department of Art will be hosting its annual holiday show and sale from 10 in the morning until 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday at the West Central Illinois Art Center in downtown Macomb. Find one-of-a-kind ceramics, jewelry, prints, and other works of art created by WIU students. All money raised through the sale benefits WIU's ceramics and metals clubs. That's at the West Central Illinois Art Center on the east side of the Macomb Square. It's a new location for this sale. That's Monday through Wednesday, 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening, the annual holiday art sale. The Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg will be the only stop for the national tour of Miracle on 34th Street. That performance will be this coming Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Rediscover the magic of believing that wishes come true and miracles still happen. It's Meredith Wilson's musical production of Miracle on 34th Street. Tickets range from $25 to $35. Student tickets are $10. The touring production of Miracle on 34th Street at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, Wednesday night. And a week from tonight and tomorrow, the Nova Singers present A Nova Christmas. The ensemble, directed by Dr. Laurel Lane, will present holiday works as varied as Silver Bells and White Christmas to Galesburg composer Daniel Godzill's newly published choral meditation on the holly and the ivy. The Nova Singers will be joined by youth choirs for both of the concerts on Friday the 14th in Davenport at St. Paul Lutheran Church. The guest choir is the Sudlow Select Choir under the direction of Kim Knosh. On Saturday the 15th in Galesburg at First Lutheran Church, Nova will be joined by the Galesburg Singing Streaks, directed by Pierre Deebs. Tickets will be available at the door. Admission is $18 for adults and $15 for seniors. Students are admitted free of charge. The Nova Singers, a week from tonight and tomorrow night, Friday night in Davenport, Saturday night in Galesburg. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.